Rush 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. As the war between Israel and Hamas intensifies, concerns growing about the humanitarian crisis and Palestinian civilian casualties in Gaza. National Security Coordinator John Kirby telling reporters that President Biden has shared those concerns with Israel's prime minister about indiscriminate airstrikes.
We're not going to characterize every airstrike. We're not going to speak for Israeli military operations. The president was reflecting a concern that we have had for some time and will continue to have as this military operation proceeds about the need for reducing civilian harm.
Kirby also says high-level talks continue between the White House and Congress over the military aid package that includes critical aid for Ukraine. The House expected to take up an authorization vote later today to formalize the impeachment inquiry into President Biden. And the Supreme Court announced it will hear arguments in the case involving the abortion drug mifepristone and whether it is safe under FDA guidelines. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The League of Women Voters says so-called election integrity efforts in the Wisconsin legislature are a wolf in sheep's clothing. The League's Deborah Kronmiller points to attempts to dismantle the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
Other bills that have been introduced, which sort of, I think, show the hand of this legislative body, is that they're not really looking for more integrity in our elections.
Governor Evers has vetoed a number of election bills in the past that he says would make it harder to vote in Wisconsin. Wisconsin school superintendent wants tonight's UW Regents meeting rescheduled. Jill Underly is a member of the board, which is set to reconsider its vote to reject the deal swapping employee pay raises for cuts to diversity offices. Underly says the debate should not be cut short by an artificial political deadline. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. 10 wanted fugitives were arrested by the United States Marshals Service and law enforcement agencies from the Superior and Duluth area. The arrested individuals were wanted for a variety of crimes, including firearm-related crimes, felony assaults, and controlled substance crimes. 3 handguns and 69 fentanyl pills were recovered, as well as a small amount of methamphetamine and cocaine. A boy was also arrested for allegedly carrying a firearm unlawfully and first-degree controlled substance sales. Proposed bills in the Wisconsin State Assembly seek to improve conditions for inmates in the state. One bill authored by Eau Claire Democrat Jody Emerson would require a minimum of 4 15-minute bathing periods per week with heated water for at least 10 minutes. One would require inmates in county and state correctional facilities to receive a minimum 3 hours of outdoor time per week, and one would require all inmates that perform labor to be paid at least $2.33 per hour. The package contains 17 bills in total. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WBZH News.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
A new time for the Badgers home game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's official. Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team has moved up its start time for their game tomorrow night against Jacksonville State so that more viewers can watch the UW women's volleyball match against Texas tomorrow night. So the Badgers basketball team will tip off now at 6 p.m., followed by the NCAA Final Four from Tampa featuring Wisconsin against Texas. That'll be at 8:30. NBA, the Bucks host the Pacers tonight in Milwaukee. Giannis says that now that he's turned 29, he feels the need to share the ball more.
No, that's what the leader does. You know, sometimes it's not about you, it's about the team getting a good shot, you know, and I'm okay with that. Maybe if you asked me 5 years ago, I was 24, teams that we played, maybe I wasn't okay with that. You know, I wanted to make something happen all the time, but now, no matter what happens, I'm going to come back tomorrow, I'm still going to be me.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave
Ample
Thomas
sunshine
Foundation.
Expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 34. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows around 21. Daytime highs approaching 43 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports. Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making, going right to the lines. Bob of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. Bob, what's in your mind today?
Yeah, I took a fresh look at the age thing. You realize every president in the early Cold War didn't make it past 81. So 81 looks pretty old 50 years ago. But today, the last three presidents, ex-presidents to die were 93, 93, and 94. And that was Ford, Reagan, and H.W. Bush, respectively. But look at the current presidents surviving. Obama is 62, is a young one. The other three are all, not counting Jimmy Carter, he's going to go at 99. That's pretty clear. And he's not going to make it to his next birthday. But looking at the three, 77 for Trump, 77 for Bush, 77 for Clinton. And that makes Joe Biden look like a contemporary of them. That means that the older, it looks like they're all headed for their 90s, which means that at that age, they could have been the babysitter of Joe Biden to have that many years on him. That's how young 81 is today. Today, 81 is not that old.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, you always come up with really kind of interesting historical things. Let me put it to you this way. The Joe Biden, you want wisdom. You want wisdom. You want people who don't get rattled when the bullets fly. You want a pilot that has flown 1,000 times, 10,000 times. You don't want a pilot that comes on the plane and he's in his second flight or something. Joe Biden is the most experienced, wisest president in the ways of the Congress and in foreign policy that we've had in our history. He was elected to the Senate when he was 29. And even though it takes 30 to be in the Senate, the deal is that he was elected at 29, but when he was sworn in, he was 30. Birthday was in December. We need Joe Biden. We're lucky to have Joe Biden. And people's ages are all over the place. And some people in their 70s are old and some people in their 80s are young. Joe Biden is fit. He is a wonderful president. He is absolutely indispensable to our country. We do not want a clown in there. We had a clown for 4 years. Donald Trump is a clown. And Donald Trump, he just came out with something today. This is what he said he'd do. He said, I'm going to change. I'm not kidding. This is today. Came out and he said, with North Korea, I'm going to change things. I'm going to be with Kim Jong-un, tell him he can keep his nuclear weapons, and we'll pay him not to use them. That's what he said. And he telegraphs this when he isn't even president. You can't do diplomacy that way. You can't do foreign relations that way. He started off in his presidency by ridiculing Kim Jong-un as Little Rocket Man, making fun of his weight and his height. He's 5'2 and he's heavy. What did Kim Jong-un do? Because he's a murderous dog. He kidnapped Otto Warmbier, a University of Virginia student, who was there as a tourist, and tortured him for a year. And shipped his dying, tortured body back to his parents in Virginia. What did Trump do? Did he bomb their nuclear facilities? Did he say you can't do that to American citizens? No. He said Kim Jong-un said he had nothing to do with it. And then he was buddy-buddy, and he said he loved them. He used the word, loved them. And he went to Hanoi, which Kim Jong-un insisted on as the site of the North Vietnamese, then the capital of North Vietnam. Now it's down in Ho Chi Minh City, which used to be Saigon. And Trump is led around like a puppet. He's a clown. And so, yeah, your age thing, Bob, is interesting. But the fact is that you're right on the money that Joe Biden, whatever his age, is a wise, excellent president. We're very lucky to have him. I want to talk now about Devin LeMahieu from the Sheboygan area, the majority leader of the state Senate. And Sarah Godlewski, the Secretary of State, and a lot of other people have said, Devin LeMahieu, you get one appointment to the Wisconsin Election Commission. You appointed Bob Spindell. Bob Spindell was part of the steal. Bob Spindell just signed a settlement agreement in which he said, quote, that what he did was, quote, part of an attempt to improperly overturn the 2020 presidential election results. Improperly. That's what he said. They had boilerplate at the end of it because they didn't want it to be an admission for any future suits that this did not constitute a legal admission. Just so you know out there, you sign a settlement agreement that says what you did was improper, and then you say at the end, but this isn't a legal admission, the juries will laugh at you. They'll go, you're a bad guy. You said it was improper. All this weaselly legal stuff isn't going anywhere. Well, here's what LeMahieu said. No, I'm not getting rid of Bob Spindell. All he did was invoke a, quote, failed legal strategy, end quote. Quote, that's all, end quote. I got news for LeMahieu. Bob Spindell would be criminally charged right now if he was in Georgia, Michigan, or Nevada, and pretty soon in Arizona. They're all charging or about to charge. That's why it's very important, very, very important that Josh Call charge the fake electors, including Bob Spindell, because you have a circumstance where the majority leader of the gerrymandered Senate, he wouldn't be majority leader if it weren't gerrymandered. There wouldn't be a Republican majority if it weren't gerrymandered. And he's keeping on a guy who was part of the steal and who's admitted that he did something improper in elections, and yet the Republicans are keeping him there. If he's not charged, he's going to stay there. And what confidence do you have in what he would do? I have none whatsoever. You know, once a thief, always a thief. Like, what, he's suddenly honest? He's suddenly, I'm for fair elections? No, he's not for fair elections. He's got to be gotten rid of, and I think the only way to get rid of him is to charge the fake electors. We're going to the lines. Karina of Milwaukee. Thanks for calling. Karina, what's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. Great show, as always. You see, we talked about it before, and, okay, Trump is not in the position of a president right now. Fine. He's trying to get there. He's never going to get there. Fine. But I cannot figure it out one thing. People work for government. Police, fire, whatever. If there is something happens, they go on suspension. Why those people who are charged with criminal crime are still doing their job? Why they are not removed? This is wrong. This is just, I'm not talking about proven until guilty. That's fine. You don't have to fire, remove them completely, but at least suspend them so they stop doing what they're doing. I mean, it's madness. How is it possible, Matt?
Right. It's a good point. And here's the answer. First of all, if you're charged but not convicted, you are not legally removed from office. So Menendez in the U.S. Senate has been charged of being a spy for Egypt and taking money, but he's still in the Senate. And then you had Santos, who is in the House, was charged, and he was just removed, but he wasn't removed by operation of law. It was the Republicans who basically removed him because he was an embarrassment. There was a mayor of Boston about 100 years ago named Curley, and Curley was a criminal. He took bribes, and one time he took a bribe from a construction company and gave him a lot of Boston money, and they built a sidewalk out into a forest. It just ended somewhere. Nobody used it. He went to jail for bribery, but nevertheless, he ran for re-election as mayor of Boston and was elected. So here's the deal. There's no sense of shame in politics, unfortunately. And if the Republicans think they can keep somebody in there, they thumb their nose at you, especially if they're gerrymandered. Now, there's two reasons why they may be keeping Spindell in. One is the obvious thing would be to go to Spindell and say, retire, just resign, say you want to spend time with your family, and then put somebody new in and then continue to try to defend them. But it's also possible they think that if Josh Call is going to prosecute him, somehow showing support from the Republican Party is going to be important, somehow helping him. I don't see it myself. I think that the correct thing to do would be to go to the guy and go, this might be time for you to spend a lot of time with your family. You've seen that. People step down or I just want to spend a little time with my family. Many of them never spend any time with their family in their entire lives. But they suddenly want to spend some time, and that's fine. And then people respect that, they get it, and something like that should be happening. But there's no legal requirement that this guy get out of there, and that's like putting Gableman on the election board. You know, he's a Republican operative. He's a Republican operative. And he has admitted in a formal document that he did something improper to keep the overturn the election. That to me is presumptively disqualifying, but there you have it. That's what is going on. That is what is going on. Coming up, aid to Ukraine, aid to Israel, and the impasse in the Congress.
Midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Greenfield, RobertHackDiamonds.com.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back. It's Matt from Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, here is the situation in the Congress on aid to Ukraine, to some extent aid to Israel, aid to Taiwan, aid at the southern border, keeping fentanyl out. This is all part of one bill. This is part of the bill that Joe Biden's introduced. The House is leaving this weekend. Today's Wednesday. Many of them will fly out tomorrow. The rest will fly out Friday. And guess how long they're taking off? 3 weeks. They're going to come back after the first week in January. They have done nothing. They've done very little. All they've done is throw out speakers of the House and try to get new ones elected. That's all they've done. And they have done nothing on Ukraine or Israel or anything else. Now, here's the inside story. Russia has stepped up its attacks on Ukraine. It's using cruise missiles and it's targeting the grid, their energy sector, to try to freeze them out in the winter time. It's very cold over there. It's colder than Wisconsin. And the Russians are acting with absolute savagery, absolute sadism. Right now they've lost, 350,000 troops. A lot of their troops, they got out of prisons. They got out of the homeless. They just grab people. They stay away from the sons of the hierarchy in their government. They stay away from university students. But they've lost 2,000 or 3,000 tanks, military vehicles, ships, planes. They're an international pariah. But Putin is obsessed with trying to destroy Ukraine. And why is that? Because when you are a dictator like that, like a Stalin or a Hitler, there's no such thing as retiring and everybody claps. You have a nice retirement and the new people just take over and call you for advice. You go out in a pine box. You don't retire. You stay in forever or you're killed by people who want your action. Now, he knows that if there's a perception of defeat in Ukraine, he's dead. He's dead not because of the United States. He's dead because of internal Russian forces. And he is squandering the entire reputation and the resources of Russia. But as long as he continues to send prisoners and rural people and all that down there to be killed, he's given the impression that he's conducting a war. Now, there are a couple of things I want to say on it. The Republicans have made as a condition of aid to Ukraine, and the aid package is $69 billion to sustain them for another year with the proper weapons and so on. They are tying it to security at the border. And the truth of the matter is that right now, the border is not under control. People come in willy-nilly, and they're processed. And when they're processed, they say, I want asylum. And asylum is a term of art in international law, which means that you're being persecuted for your race or religion. And that isn't true of virtually any of them. The countries they're coming from, the same with the Middle East. People that come into Europe say, I want asylum. They're coming from cultures that are their race and their religion. They're not being persecuted for their race and religion. They're economic refugees or they're living in war zones, and okay, but that's not asylum. Now, what's happened is some of these southern governors are shipping them to northern cities, shipping them to New York, to Chicago, elsewhere. It's causing massive problems, but it's causing even more problems down at the border. In El Paso, for instance, people just keep walking in and lie down on the street, and there's no functional control. Now, right now, the Republicans, they initially demanded what was their H.R. 2, which was a bill that would have basically implemented all of the Trump-era stuff, you know, the wall, everything that would keep anybody out. Now, on the wall, the Democrats responded in kind, and it was an impasse. Some of the more thoughtful Republicans have said that Joe Biden has got to get involved in this. They actually respect Joe Biden as much as they attack him, but Lankford of Oklahoma, sort of a moderate. Mitch McConnell, who compared to a lot of the rest of them as a moderate, has said Joe Biden's got to be involved. And Biden has shown now that he may become involved. He has signaled that there will be changes, and there've got to be changes. You can't continue to have the border this way. But one thing, politically, it's one of the biggest issues in the upcoming election. But the question is what form it will take. You want to be humane, but you can't simply open your country to anybody with absolutely no restrictions and absolutely no standards on who comes in. So if people insist on keeping coming, one possibility is what's called the transit ban. And that is, you can't cherry pick out where you go for what you think is asylum. If you're coming from Guatemala, you have to seek asylum in Mexico, which is the first country you went into, that kind of thing. The second thing is having people who seek asylum stay in other countries while they seek it. One possibility is that in their native countries, Honduras, Venezuela, Guatemala, wherever it is, they go to the American embassy or consulate there and seek asylum there. They are not endangered the way they might have been, for instance, in Nazi Germany, in Stalin's Russia, or in Putin's Russia, for that matter. They can do that. And they can get in line for visas and work visas and all of that. But this thing has got to be done in a more orderly fashion. So I don't know what Biden's going to do. But what I am afraid, and here's one thing, I said before, I do not trust Mike Johnson. When I saw him give a speech on, he talked about the border. But then he mouthed all these things that you hear from Gates and you hear from J.D. Vance about, well, and there's no clear directive over there anyway, and I don't know if they can win and all this. Putin's a sadist, a genocidal sadist. He will torture, dismember, and murder Ukrainian civilians. He already has. The best thing we have going for us in terms of standing up to Russia is Ukraine. They're magnificent fighters. They're unified. They have a purpose, a common purpose. And there is no way that we can continue and by cutting them off. We just can't do that. So what I think is they're playing chicken. It's not going to be resolved in December. It may be resolved the first week in January at the earliest. Then we have the question of funding our own government. And the Republican Party is using these poison pills to injure the United States. We do not do that when we have the Congress. Nancy Pelosi didn't say, I'll shut down the government, and I will not give foreign aid to anybody unless you pass voting rights and this and that. Didn't do it. We took bills one at a time based on their merits, and that was the correct thing to do, absolutely the correct thing to do. Coming up, a lot of news, a lot of weather, and Hunter Biden's fight against a contempt citation from Congress on his deposition.
Your home.
hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's been 6 months since a teenage boy from Reedsburg vanished after running away from home. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office says there are no new updates in the search for James Yablonski. He's been missing since mid-June when his father says he ran away from home. Clues turned up in and around Devil's Lake State Park near Baraboo this summer, but no new developments since then. Authorities and James's father say they're still looking for him. Wisconsin voters may someday choose their candidates for Congress in a very different way. A bipartisan ranked choice voting bill got its first hearing before a state Senate committee yesterday. Under the bill, all candidates for U.S. House and Senate would appear on one primary ballot together, regardless of party. The top five candidates would advance to the general election. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Lincoln Park Boys and Girls Club has completed some major renovations. According to a Fox 21 report, the organization added new flooring, cabinets, and a colorful paint job to the game room and cafeteria thanks to a $25,000 donation from Bell Bank Twin Ports. President of Bell Bank Twin Ports, Tim McShane, said, quote, "The Boys and Girls Club helps provide a really healthy atmosphere and place for kids to hang out, to get tutoring, to eat healthy meals, and to be mentored, and so forth." Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced legislation to promote marriage equality in the state. The first bill would reportedly remove invalid and unenforceable language in the state constitution that recognizes marriage as being between opposite genders. The second aims to clarify the parental rights of same-sex couples and modernize the language in family and marriage statutes. Members of the legislative LGBTQ plus caucus are hoping to make changes to the state law to match the protections under current federal law. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WBZH News.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
A new time for the Badgers home game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's official. Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team has moved up its start time for their game tomorrow night against Jacksonville State so that more viewers can watch the UW women's volleyball match against Texas tomorrow night. So the Badgers basketball team will tip off now at 6 p.m., followed by the NCAA Final Four from Tampa featuring Wisconsin against Texas. That'll be at 8:30. NBA, the Bucks host the Pacers tonight in Milwaukee. Giannis says that now that he's turned 29, he feels the need to share the ball more.
No, that's what the leader does. You know, sometimes it's not about you. It's about the team getting a good shot, you know, and I'm okay with that. Maybe if you asked me 5 years ago, I was 24, teams that we played, maybe I wasn't okay with that. You know, I wanted to make something happen all the time, but now, no matter what happens, I'm going to come back tomorrow, I'm still going to be me.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile
Ample
in my shoes.
Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 34. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows around 21. Daytime highs approaching 43 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. UK.
Mm-hmm.
open, 844-967-278. Now we're going right to the lines. Tyler Billy of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling us from Monday, Tyler Billy.
Hey, Matt. I'm thinking about the other day I heard you talking about Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman and just the kind of dynamic of, you know, when you stand up and do what's right and take a stand that, you know, you'll be reviled by some. And I'm just kind of thinking about how we, you know, create a dynamic where, you know, those people are in some way, you know, held up and rewarded for it. You know, I don't know if John Lewis is a good example of, you know, certainly was reviled at one time, became a hero. I don't know about Alexander Vindman, kind of how he feels right now, but I mean, it's important to me to help protect those people who have really stood up for something important and who are reviled by a portion of our country for it, that they're, you know, in some way rewarded and recognized as heroes and their lives aren't ruined. I mean, I think about artists and stuff like the Dixie Chicks, now the Chicks, for instance, and how they stood up, and they lost a lot for it, and I hope they got it all back by people who appreciate it. I'm just thinking about that dynamic and just wishing that for Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman.
Yeah, those are excellent sentiments, and I share them, and you'll be glad to know. Let me give you an update. Give you an update right now on their trial. Right now, there's a trial against Giuliani for defamation. It's in Washington, D.C., federal court, and they've asked for $47.8 million. Now, Giuliani doesn't have that kind of money, but they will take his penthouse and whatever he has. And one of the things, Shea Moss testified, I think, yesterday. Giuliani's supposed to testify today. I have no idea what he could possibly say that could help him at all. Because they just put on video of Shea Moss and her mother, Ruby Freeman. Shea Moss was very, very highly regarded by the Georgia Elections Commission. She was in charge of absentee ballots for that particular area. It's a big job. And her mom would fill in because it's an election, and she was supposed to check signatures on absentee ballots, and she did a good job. But when you're doing it, you check out or you check some ballots. They're in the equivalent, if you've ever been in a post office. I used to work in a post office over Christmas vacation when I was in college here and make a little money. And, you know, there'll be these bins with cloth sacks, basically, and you dump mail in them and, you know, that kind of thing. And all they showed was video of, because there's surveillance, there should be, of Ruby and Shea Moss dumping ballots in that were then being processed. But they went ahead and said, these are fake ballots, lying. They just flat out lied. They got death threats. They had to leave their house for like 3 months. They lost their little business. They made leather purses with decorations on them. And FBI told them to leave the house, leave town. They got death threats, racial threats, the N-word. And one thing in the testimony of Shea Moss that I had not heard before that is absolutely compelling. But remember, some of them, some Republican agents sat down with them and urged them. All they had to say was there were corrupt ballots. That's all they had to say, and they'd be free. And Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman have a lot of guts and no power. But they said, no, we're not going to say that. That's not true. They told the truth. And then you know what these Republican agents told them of Giuliani and Trump? They told them that what they had done was there was a death penalty for it, and they could hang Shea Moss and her mom, Ruby Freeman. Now, these are women, black women in Georgia, who obviously had a tough time throughout life being down there, who stood tall and wouldn't lie, and they're falsely told they did something wrong, which they didn't. They're falsely told that it's treason that has the death penalty, which is false. And they also told that, therefore, they could be hanged. And Shay Moss, if she wanted to hang tough, that's one thing, but they'd hang her mother. That is sadistic. That is sadistic. And the basis in the expert testimony for this $47.8 million was this went out to tens of millions of social media people, observers, all of Trump's people, all of Giuliani's people, all the Republican Party people. In this attempt to overturn the election, they were savage with two black women, one quite elderly, who were doing their job in America and wouldn't lie, and they're threatened with being hanged. I'll tell you something. Giuliani and Trump are being prosecuted for good reason and should go to jail for this. That is a felony, what they did. And so, Todd or Billy, you're talking about how we make it right by Shay Moss. One way to make it right is a $47.8 million verdict. It won't make them whole. Let me tell you something. In personal injury law, if you lose your arm in an accident that's somebody else's fault and you get $1 million in damages, you'd willingly give that back to get your arm back. There's no amount of money that can restore your reputation, restore, somehow calm your fear of being attacked by people who threatened death threats against you, called you the N-word. You would willingly give up any amount of money to keep your reputation, keep your job, and have a happy life. But when you are subjected to that kind of injury, damage is the only thing that's going to deter this stuff in the future, other than a jail cell. And Fannie Willis is taking care of business. She's taking care of business on the jail cell. She really, really is. So thanks for the call. Excellent call, as always. And now, let me tell you something. Tell you something about Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden was subpoenaed to appear before the Congress in pursuit of an impeachment inquiry, but the House hadn't voted on it. And the law is that if the House doesn't vote the impeachment, you can't just have a committee say it. And you guess who was the one who found that out pretty quickly? Nancy Pelosi. In the first impeachment that she handled against Trump, the House hadn't voted to impeach. She didn't want to put people on the record, so she had their committee subpoena people. And the court said, no, then you want to subpoena them? There has to be an impeachment vote. So that's the purpose today of what I think they're going to vote to impeach Joe Biden so that they can enforce these subpoenas. What did Hunter Biden do? And I'm with him 100%. He's obviously a disturbed guy. He'd done some bad things financially and so forth. But Joe Biden was not part of it. And he got up and he said today, my father had nothing to do with my businesses. He did not financially benefit from any one of them. And Comer has agreed to that, the head of the Oversight Committee, Mitt Romney has, and a lot of other Republicans. But here, Hunter Biden handled this great. You know what he said? He said, hey, I'll testify even though there's been no impeachment vote, but I'm going to do it in public. I want people to see what I'm saying. I want that transcript to be seen. And then he said to the Republicans, quote, we have seen you use closed-door sessions to manipulate, even distort the facts and misinform the public. What he doesn't want is to testify in secret, which is what they want. Then they'll lie and say he said something he didn't say. And by the time that is chewed on, corrected, most of the Republican base will agree to it. So he did something very, very important. You know what he did today? He went to the Capitol, Capitol Hill. He said, here I am. Talk to me. I'm not blowing you off, but you're going to do it in public, Jack. You know, round up your dogs, round up the posse, round them up, and they can start talking to me. Now, I think legally the Republicans are going to have a hard time arguing that he's in contempt because he did show up. And the issue is it's secret or public. But the reason that they are passing, I'm certain that they're going to pass this thing today, virtually certain, and all of the people, even Buck, who's leaving the Congress, remember Ken Buck, I think he's from Colorado, said there's no, we shouldn't impeach him, there's nothing on it. discussed with the Republicans. Even he said he would vote for it simply to get the subpoenas going. Don Bacon of Nebraska, moderate, said, hey, there's no reason to impeach. Well, I'll say okay just so they can get these subpoenas. So that's what's going on. Now, here's the other thing. With Hunter Biden, he's there. He's at the Capitol. And he made one other good point. He said there have been, I think it's 16 secret depositions. The Republicans released the transcripts of two of them. The other, they released their statements on the transcripts in which they lied. In all of them, they lied, saying this one implicated this, blah, 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 blah. The other thing is the chairman of the Judiciary Committee in the House, who is going to be issuing subpoenas, is Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan. Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan was subpoenaed. He blew it off. It's a criminal offense. And what the Democrats could and should have done is turned it over to Merrick Garland and put Jim Jordan in jail. But they don't do that for members of Congress. It's professional courtesy between thieves or wolves. That's what it is. They don't do it to somebody who is in Congress. They flat out don't. There's a lay down. Remember, Bannon did the same thing, and now he's appealing a jail term. But Gymnasium Jim, you talk hypocrisy, Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan is the chairman of the committee who wants subpoenas enforced, and he is in dereliction of a subpoena. And is there, does anybody in the Republican Party go, this is wrong? Does anybody go, this is hypocritical, perhaps? This is something that reputable members of Congress don't do? Absolutely not. A single one of them said that. And they are going to try to prosecute Hunter Biden. The funny thing is, only Merrick Garland can do it. And he'll appoint a special counsel. The Republicans wouldn't appoint a special counsel. They just wouldn't do it. Are you kidding me? Crooked William Barr, what do you think he would have done? Got to show a little spine. I think Merrick Garland could simply say, hey, wait a minute. The guy showed up at Capitol Hill. He doesn't want it in secret. You had not passed a resolution anyway, impeachment resolution. Go ahead. He's willing to do it. He wants it in public. He thinks that you're going to pull a fast one. And quite frankly, in the past, you haven't. Speaking of pulling a fast one, the Democrats in the Senate are now urging Clarence Thomas to recuse himself on the Trump immunity matter that went. Do you remember Jack Smith sent right up to the Supreme Court? Clarence Thomas is corrupt. He's been taking money for 20 years from these people who are for Trump and who wanted to overturn the election. His wife, Ginny Thomas, was one of the ones who was actively involved and took money in overturning the election. He has a conflict of interest, so stay tuned. You know, I'm not going to hold my breath to see him recuse himself, but the more he passes on cases in which he or his wife took money from the people who have an interest in how the case turns out, the more the Supreme Court's reputation is dragged down. Remember, this is the guy who cast the deciding vote, 5-4 on Citizens United, Dobbs, Shelby County, getting rid of most of the Voting Rights Act. This is the guy. He's done more to dismantle honesty in our government, our democracy, and our personal freedoms and personal right to privacy than anybody, any one person in American history. Any one person in American history. Coming up, some good news about inflation, about employment, and gives you plenty of bragging rights about Joe Biden the next time you're talking to your buddies.
This is
is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to Mifflin Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Let me tell you a little something about the economy. How many polls have you seen where some folks go, well, Biden's no good on the economy, Trump's good on the economy? That's all baloney. That's all repetitions of false statements made by Republicans. Let's look at the data. You're not woke if you don't know history. You don't know history and you're not accurate unless you look at the data. Look at the facts. Just announced, inflation fell in November again. It dropped 0.1%, basically as gas prices fell. Over the last year, inflation has been down to 3.1%. The best, frankly, in the world, certainly in any of the industrial countries. It's absorbing immigration and everything else, but he has done a fantastic job. Joe Biden done a fantastic job. Remember some data that I gave you the other day, too. Since 1989, that's the fall of the Berlin Wall, so that's 44 years, 98% of new jobs created in the United States, 98% were created under Democratic presidents. Bill Clinton, 92 to 2000, Barack Obama, 2008, 2016, and Joe Biden, just this last term, 98%. 2% of the jobs were created under both Bushes and Trump. Both Bushes and Trump. Both Bushes and Trump is 16 years. Only 2% of the jobs. Under Biden, 14 million jobs have been created. 14 million. Under Trump, fewer than 2 million. 2 million. Both of them had the pandemic to contend with. So when I say that about inflation coming down, when I say that about jobs created, you must understand, no president creates on his own a single job. No president creates on his own a drop in inflation. Inflation is a worldwide phenomenon, and unemployment is a societal phenomenon. If you take a look what happened in the Depression and all that. But what a president does is he or she leads. They're leaders, and they form a platform. They form a strategy with the Congress to pass certain legislation. And the reason why Democratic presidents have created 98% of the jobs in 44 years, and the reason why it's under Joe Biden that inflation has come down to 3.1%, is because what he does and what Clinton and Obama did, what all of them did, is to concentrate on making everybody successful. everybody taken care of. The middle class, wealthy people, and the most poor. Middle class, wealthy people, and the most poor. When I was a kid, I lived in this Mexico. Mexico City, La Ciudad de México, DF. My dad was a professor, and he was doing research down there. So I did the part of the second and the third grade. It's a wonderful country, wonderful people, wonderful memories of it. But the disparity in living conditions, you had people who were very wealthy, who had these very nice homes, but they were surrounded by barbed wire, and they had like Doberman pincers and that kind of thing in the Rottweilers in the yard. And other people were always trying to break in. And then you had families living on garbage dumps. You know, now Mexico City has a lot of people, and there's a lot of garbage dumps, and they're just out there, and you'd have people camping on the garbage dump. You have something like that in India and elsewhere in Africa. We don't have that in the United States. We have things like Social Security, unemployment comp, workers' compensation, Medicare, Medicaid. We have good wages. We have labor laws. That involves prosperity for everybody. The other anomaly is wealthy people do better under Democratic presidents. The stock market, believe it or not, since 1925 has done better under Democratic presidents. Why? Democratic presidents don't manipulate the stock market. They don't know anything about it. But if everybody prospers, the wealthy prosper a lot. It does nobody any good to have the average person not doing well. And that's the difference in the mindset. That's, for instance, Donald Trump's, for instance, his tax cut. 88% of it went to the, what, top 1%. Now, lowering taxes is a good thing. Believe it or not, the marginal top tax rate in the income tax under Dwight Eisenhower was 90%. I'm not kidding, 90. Jack Kennedy came in and lowered it to 70%. Everybody said, oh, wait a minute. You know, no. He said, we want to lower taxes as much as possible. We want to incentivize people to make money. But we want to make sure folks are taken care of. Now the marginal rate is up around, what, 39%? And, you know, the Republicans always try to find loopholes that benefit a handful of people. And they don't understand that in doing that, they, in the long run, are hurting everybody. I'll give you an example. Did you know that hedge fund operators pay no income tax? None. Why is that? Because they had their, and these are people, if they have $1 billion under investment, they will get, say, 2%, they'll get 20 million in fees, and then 1.5% over the S&P 500 if they outperform. They'll make 34 million a year. Some of them have 10 billion under management or more. They make hundreds of millions a year. Their lobbyists went down to Washington and said, let's change the name of what they make. It's not income, it's carried interest. Nobody knew what that meant. Well, carried interest is something that lumber companies and oil companies get, because if you plant a forest, you plant a whole forest, it takes you years to get anything out of it, and you drill 50 wells, you might get one. These hedge fund managers take no risk, but they also pay no income tax. They pay capital gains, roughly, about half. This has been a great show. Great callers, as always. A lot of news and weather coming up. Another great show, Devil's Advocate, Diamond Crute. Matt Flynn, director, will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearth would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes, or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends. Whatever makes your holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit facebook.com/loafiesbread.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.